Hello, it's Harriet Pryor for the Anfield Wrap, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Phil McNulty, BBC Sports Chief Football Writer, and we've also got broadcaster Jim White with us to talk about their book, Red on Red, which delves into Liverpool, Manchester United and the fierce rivalry, the fiercest in world football is how you describe it. But first of all, I want to just ask, where did the idea for the book come from?
Well, I can answer that. My wife, actually, Lynn, who is a fanatical Liverpool fan, she was born on May the 25th, and Liverpool have won the European Cup and the Champions League on that date in 1977 and 2005. And she just said to us that while there have been lots of books about Liverpool and Manchester United, one that delved into the rivalry beyond just the football to political, cultural, historical, musical, fashion, and even hooliganism, people hadn't really got into that. And the more you thought about it, that is a really good idea. Jim, as we know, is a very well-respected journalist. He's a neighbour of mine in Oxford. So we got together and we both liked the idea, and that's how we pursued it.
And Jim, did it take much convincing, or was it an idea you were on board with straight away?
I thought it was a really interesting idea because we put the fiercest rivalry in world football, and people immediately come back with, oh yeah, but what about Boca Juniors against River Plate? What about Celtic against Rangers and so on? The difference between Manchester United and Liverpool and all the others is really the interesting thing, in that if you look at Celtic Rangers, for instance, it's all about culture, religion, about the Irish immigration and so on. Look at Real Madrid, Barcelona, it's about politics and the Spanish Civil War and republicanism and all those things. Manchester and Liverpool are very similar cities in terms of their politics, in terms of where they're coming from, in terms of their makeup, a lot of it Irish immigration. And yet there's this loathing and hatred. They're not close. It doesn't grow up in the factory or on the playground at school. They're 35 miles apart. So how did it come to this? Where did it come from? Why is it like that? I think that's a really interesting story.